Saute the onions, grill some chicken. The taste buds ours, our finger licking. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon, the taste buds hours are in your room. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing.
I just don't understand why everybody's laughing.
That song has a Christmas tint to it.
That's good. Good, guys.
Welcome back. We are at the top of the hour. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. Steve Freeman is in for Michelle today. Michelle is home. She's really sick. She's like sick. For her not to be here, she is definitely sick. But I know she's listening. So, my friend, get better, please. And don't forget, you can stream us live on the World Wide Web at any time at WTPL1077.com. Or you can download the TuneIn app and you can listen to us that way. So, and you know, we always like to remind you too that if ever you go into any of our sponsors, make sure you let them know that the Taste Buds sent you. Or when we do dining adventures, which of course are brought to you by the Village Trestle over in Goffstown, make sure you tell them that we sent you. So they like to hear that. They like to know that, you know, their advertising dollars are working.
That's right.
So there we go. And what we are doing next, my mother-in-law, Lucille, and I, Mama, we are going to be doing our dining adventure. Oh, no, Steve, you're going to do the trivia first.
Let's do trivia.
We're gonna do a trivia. We have a chance to win a package.
Okay.
And then we're going to wait for some calls while Mama and I do the dining adventure. So take it away, Steve.
Thank you. The number to call in is 1-866-823-1077. I was almost going to give a hint away, but I have to wait till we get the answer.
You gotta wait.
So today's trivia question is brought to you by our friends at the Village Trestle and the Red Arrow for the prize.
There you go.
The question is, why do animal cracker boxes have the carrion string?
There we go.
So give us a call at 1-866-823-1077. We'll put you on the air. We'll try to be polite, get the answer from you, and tell you about your prizes and the answer is correct or not.
There you go. That's awesome. And stay tuned too. My dad will be giving, he has his has a recipe. And again, if you have any questions for my number one foodie friend, Steve, or my dad on a recipe question or anything, make sure you give us a call. And again, that number, 866-823-1077. And we are going to do the dining adventure, which again is brought to you by the Village Trestle. Check them out at villagetrestle.com. You can like them on Facebook. They have a great Facebook page, you know, and they update it every single day. You know, Michelle and I, you know, we'll go and have lunch, and sometimes I'll just check it out to see what they have for soups. And I do have to say, a little side note here, we went in this past week for lunch, and they had the best. It was so good. Turkey noodle soup. It was to die for. Their soups there are all their food is. Everything's made fresh. So they're your friendly neighborhood tavern. So, Mama.
Yes.
Here we are.
Okay.
We're going to do our dining adventure. They are up from South Carolina. They came up. There's a sort of a family reunion this afternoon, right after the show, we're all heading over to. And, of course, when they're up, we do tend to eat out a bit. And we went, our dining adventure took us to the Stark House Tavern over in Ware, which is pretty much right down the street from our house. They're on 487 South Stark Highway. You know, it is a chef-owner-operated restaurant. I believe his name is John. You see him in the kitchen all the time. And just Daryl and I found it when we moved there. It's almost a year now. Can't believe that time goes by. But, Mama, what'd you think of the food?
I thought it was very, very good. Very different than the normal places that we go to type of stuff. A lot of fresh stuff. A lot of stuff. I couldn't get over all the boards with all the beers on it.
Right? We were sitting right near the craft brew selection, which was crazy.
And they must have had 10 blackboards with all the beers that they have and how much alcohol content they
had. Yes, yes.
It was really quite something.
Yeah. What was your, I mean, we ordered quite a few appetizers,
we
so maybe let the listeners know what we had on our table.
Okay. We ordered the tater tots, which were very good, very unusual, not your normal type of tater tot that you think
homemade.
Homemade. Very good.
Yeah.
Very
those were
good.
Crazy.
And then we had the fried string beans.
Yeah, fried green beans.
Oh, they were very good. Also, very fresh. Very yeah. good.
Nice and the dipping crispy. Sauce with
and
it
the
was
dipping
really
sauce
good.
Was
yeah.
very good. And then I had their chicken tenders, which were also very good. Nice and crispy. And their homemade fries were delicious. Nice and crispy.
Yeah. Every, you know, anytime we go there, it's all homemade. How can you go wrong, right, Dad? You
unbelievable. Know, very, very good.
Yeah,
you can taste it.
Even
it's
their
there.
Pizza. I usually will get pizza crispy. And I had the, that night I had the shrimp scampi pizza. It has like a garlic cream sauce on the bottom. And with the shrimp and, oh my gosh, it's really, really good. Very, very good.
And my husband had the fried haddock. Since we live in South Carolina, haddock is not easy to find. So when we come up this way, he always has the fried haddock. It was delicious. He just wolfed that right down.
I told him, I said, you know, he likes that. I'm like, you have to get it at Stark Tavern. It's really, really good. And one other thing we got, because Dad likes onion rings.
Onion rings.
And we got the homemade onion rings, and they were, did we get those?
No, not there.
No, we did. You know what it was? We did have some because Daryl had some on top of his meatloaf.
That's right.
I'm like, I do remember eating one, but we didn't get the side. You're right. But they're homemade and they're very good. And Daryl's meatloaf is to die for. So that is Stark House Tavern over in Ware, 487 South Stark Highway. They have live music there, too, three nights a week. It's just a cozy little tavern. Remember, Dad, I took you for your birthday.
Yeah, right. We went for like breakfast.
Breakfast.
Thing.
Yeah. It was
I know
Sundays.
They had entertainment at night.
They do three nights a week.
It's a good little place. You wouldn't expect the quality of food you get in there.
Exactly.
Even a burger.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's very good. So, and they do serve breakfast. They're open 7 days a week. Breakfast only on Sundays, starting at 8 a.m.
Oh, okay.
8 a.m. to noon. And, Steve is letting me know that he has a caller. Take it away,
yes,
Steve.
Yes, we have Denise from Warner calling in for to take a guess at the trivia question.
Hey, Denise.
Hi.
How are
you? Hello there. How are you?
Great.
Maybe repeat
Terrific.
The question.
So the okay, so the question is, why do animal crackers have the carrion string?
It's to hang on a Christmas tree.
Yes, it is.
Yay.
And to all of those who are decorating their tree at home today. And who have animal crackers at home, they still come with the string.
They do.
Hang them on the tree. I think now they actually have cutouts, like they're perforated. You can open up like...
You're kidding.
It's like a little train image, and you open up each one.
I didn't know you could open them.
Oh, that's sure different. when I took my boys grocery shopping, that's the first thing I would give them is a box of animal crackers.
Yeah, I know. I can remember that as a kid, too.
See, I would have thought the answer was for sure... That it's for little kids to carry their animal cookies. I always remember the string.
Yeah.
It does serve that purpose as well.
Yeah, it does. It's a dual purpose. Yeah. Right. Right.
So, yeah, that came about in 1902. What a great marketing thing.
1902.
You can eat them and hang them on your tree, and they're a staple in most children's diets here in America. So.
Sure.
So, Carol, what did Denise win?
Denise from Warner, you won a package from the Red Arrow Diner and the Village Trestle over in Goffstown. So you have a package. You can go out for breakfast, and then you can go out for lunch or dinner. There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah, fun.
That's
fun.
Terrific.
Yeah. So we will
Thank
just...
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll just have you hang on the line and give Andrew your information, and you can go enjoy those gift certificates. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. You know what I need to mention, too? Scott from, I think it was Scott from Henniker. You won a package, and I'm not sure if you're listening, but you won a package a couple of weeks back, and it came back to my office. So, I don't want you wondering where your package is, but I guess the address was incorrect. So if you can get a hold of us somehow, 866-823-1077, let us know. I'm not sure what happened. I did check them, I checked it back and forth. But anyway, Dad?
I just have something to add to the animal cookies.
Yeah.
We have a dog, Sadie, 26 pounds.
Yes.
We give animal cookies for a treat. Because I, you know, the dog stuff, I wonder what's in it. I've had one accidentally. It's terribly puke when I had. I've tried one.
You tried one of his cookies?
Well, yeah, it's in a, no, right, right. Ooh, man. You know, at night, you say, go a little treat for yourself. I thought, what the heck did you buy here? Boom, it was a dog treat. After that, I mean, I tasted and spit it right out. I didn't know what I was freaking eating. But I went to an animal cookie. She loves it. Plus, it's only 7 calories. And that's her preference. And in the morning, she's waiting for me for that one. And like I say, it's 7 calories. She's never gained weight. So it's a good,
it's a good treat.
And it's very inexpensive. $1.50. You put it in that big animal cookie jar. Yep. So I can have one, she can have one. So that's the animal cookie treat. No one does that. They go, wow, really?
You know, I think they have them too at Sam's Club in that big container.
That's what I get.
Yeah.
Right on the counter.
It's,
and
in
market baskets, $1.50 to keep refilling it after you bought the container.
Okay.
But it's a good little thing.
Cool. All right. Wow, fun.
And dog treats have changed in our past 10, 20 years.
Well, they're getting expensive.
It's a multi-billion dollar
$6.99,
industry.
$8.99.
It is. It's crazy.
I said, wait a minute.
Most of the ingredients are food grade, human consumable now.
Yeah, well, no, not the
Who
ones I
read. Who hasn't tried a milk bone? Come on.
The ones I ate weren't consumable. It says beware. You know, it says it on it, but not for human consumption.
Yeah.
Some are. The $10.99 ones are.
Yeah.
No.
I can't believe you ate one of them.
Did you say that wouldn't have happened? You know, I still can see myself opening a cupboard. What the heck's that? What'd she buy there? I opened it. Bah! What the heck is that? I look, dog treat.
I've done it. I came across this. I'm going to have you do your recipe in just 1 second. I came across this, when I get ready for the show, I just, you know, Google a bunch of different things. Top 5 ways to celebrate Christmas like your grandparents did.
Mm.
It was kind of interesting. Number 1 was use cash only, no credit cards.
To buy gifts, right? Right.
You know, I mean, when you run out, you run out. That's it. You're done. You know, you got to be a little bit more frugal. I'm sure you got to think about what you're purchasing.
Yep.
Number 2 was to bake from scratch. You know, there was no, you know, things that, you know, go run to the grocery store and grab this, or, you know, already made things. Number 3, to mail Christmas cards. Do you still mail Christmas cards, Steve?
Next question.
So you don't.
We had a discussion. Do we want to do it this year? And we said no, but I do on the past of my birthday. I used to get so many birthday cards, and it's the one time a year I get them. My mom didn't even mail my birthday card this year, so I got none in the mail. So mail out Christmas cards.
I am 102,000% guilty of that. I have never mailed gift Christmas cards.
A tradition that is dying out. My sister up in Maine it's an exposed stairway. Used to be covered with them, and we were up there for Christmas last year. It's just there was like 20 of them as opposed to 200.
Yep.
So the internet and stuff, it's fading away.
Yeah, I know.
I think also the ones that used to do it or whatever, people don't reciprocate. And after a while, you say, oh, well,
correct.
I never got a card from them anyways.
Correct.
And you slowly in your lifestyle.
And that's not right, and when you think about it, but it's true.
The postage, the load on the mailman.
Oh, yeah.
So that too is more junk mail than birthday, Christmas
cards.
But
still, that's a whole other segment to talk about.
It is
the lost art of writing letters and thank you cards, et cetera.
No, you're right. Yep. Put your heart in it. Yep.
There was 10 of them. I just picked 5 of them. One of them was to write thank you notes.
Yeah.
You know, which I'm guilty of also.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say.
It means a lot.
Yeah. 4 was decorate your house with what you have.
Correct.
Interesting. You know, not
what the Joneses are doing. Do what you have.
What you have. Yep. You know, I mean, there must be paper hanging around or leftover, you know, to make the rings and, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
And 5 was to dress up. You know, it seems like people now don't,
I know.
You know, they just kind of, it's like, meh, you know.
True.
But the pictures that were, you know, on the site I was doing, you know, the little boys are in their suit and ties and everybody's just all dressed up, you know, festive. And, you know, so I just thought that was
And enjoy a fine bourbon or a nice scotch.
You know, most of what you just read there is actually etiquette more than tradition.
True.
That is true. Also losing its character this generation.
It has.
Yeah, Carol said that number one thing was that cash only. Do anybody remember the Christmas clubs?
Oh, where you used
to
put money away,
all year long.
Yeah, every week.
You put money, $2 in the bank every week.
I used to
week,
do 50 cents.
And you had your cash.
Right, yep.
Oh.
I do remember
you'd
that.
You'd get your card, you'd get it right after Thanksgiving, and whoa, I have $26 to spend.
Yeah.
You know what, too, you used to hear a lot about, and I did used to utilize this. I don't even know if they still do it. Places still do it. Remember layaway?
Yeah.
When you'd layaway things, you go get your pile.
Places don't. I heard they don't know anymore.
Well, Walmart has a big layaway
they have?
Thing. Kmart used to, if you have a Kmart in your area.
I think somebody stopped it. I don't know if it's Target. Somebody stopped it.
I used to do layaway because it built up the excitement to actually acquire the piece, whether it was a pair of shoes or a shirt or whatever I couldn't afford at the time. And layaway, and you'd go to the store once a month. Yeah. Credit has displaced a lot of this tradition.
True.
Yeah.
It is. Credit.
Yeah.
Why lay it away? You can have it now.
Right. Yep.
Have it tomorrow.
Yeah.
True. Okay, Dad, what do you have for recipe?
Okay, what I have. It's just something pretty cute.
For listeners tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. Steve is in the house in place of Michelle. Michelle's sick. Don't forget, you can stream us live on the World Wide Web, WTPL1077.com. Give us a call. Dad is sharing a recipe. If anybody has any recipe questions, 866-823-1077. Dad, take it away.
Yeah, no, this is just a recipe that's kind of very simple. It's really simple, and yet if you have guests, they're going to just love it and love you to death. It's just to buy a whole tenderloin. Look for a small one. They have small ones. That way the price won't choke you when you get it.
Won't scare you too badly.
But no, you can get some for $50, $60. So it's enough.
Well, and it's Christmas time, so.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. And that's enough for, 4 to 6 people and have a little bit left over. But this is all you do. You buy a whole tenderloin, just take it out of the wrapper, rinse it a little bit. I always do because I don't want that blood on there. I just want it out. And let it come to room temperature. By room temperature in the winter, you can do it. In the summer, you got to be cautious. That's the whole key. Then you rub it with EVOO and just salt and pepper. And I've been using kosher. I've been really getting into the kosher
Himalayan pink salt.
Yeah, that's what I use. On the outside, kind of generous with the kosher, especially because it reduces the intensity of the salt flavor.
Yep.
It does, but it's something different. Anyways, meantime, while you're doing that, if you're doing it right, that's the thing. You don't have to do it the day before or whatever. Tenderloin is tender. Preheat your oven to 500 degrees. Put the roast in for 20 minutes. At 500 degrees. At the end of 20 minutes, believe it or not, you just take it out. Let it rest for 20 minutes. There's no thermometers to deal with, nothing. Just plan your what you're going to have with it. And to top it, I always use a nice demi-glaze, or the best is a Bernaise. A nice Bernaise on this is just outrageous. And I've been using, for a potato, I used that little main potato they sell. You ever see it in the bag?
The little tiny ones, all colors?
It's called, that's the Little Potato Company.
Yep.
That's the name of it. I actually get them in Florida. I use them all the time. And for this, I'm using Daryl's recipe. Put the hot water in a pot. Get it just to start boiling. Put your amount of potatoes you want in. Then you put some kosher salt till the potato wants to float.
Yep.
Takes 10 more minutes, drain it, and then I'm sauteing some onions with it. I sometimes put a little bit of garlic, a little bit of butter. Butter adds a lot. In fact, it doesn't burn with your EVOO. And put your potatoes in and just let them saute. By that time, it's rested.
Right.
You're ready to eat.
Did you bring us a sample?
This is a food show. I'm going to tell you, this is the greatest meal you can entertain with.
So two things you said, that no matter what you're cooking, if it used to have a heartbeat, let it get up to room temperature, or half hour to an hour, including fish, in the cooler weather. Summers, it's different.
No, you'd be a little cautious because you say that. Someone's like, I have it there since 9 o'clock.
But if it was other than fish, most meats, Let it temper for a bit, then deal with it, cook it, and before, when you're done cooking it, let it sit for 20 minutes, 10, 15, 20 minutes, like your Thanksgiving turkey. You should let it sit for an hour before you cook it.
Of course.
Cook it, and then let turkey's going to sit like a half an hour before you slice into it.
Right, and another little hint is, like today, we're cooking the old-fashioned meal, the pot roast, pot roast with the pork, you know, that whole Canadian thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell Diane, my wife, that I did that last night at 9 o'clock. I put it out on the porch. Now, it's cold, right? You take it out. Don't make the mistake. She's taking care of it, putting it in the oven and all that. But put it on a burner. Light the fire. Get it a little hot.
Mm-hmm.
Then put it in the oven. You're going to be accurate times.
Yeah.
4 to 5 hours to be exact. And I think people do that with their turkeys.
Yep.
You hear a lot. I've heard some. Well, Amanda was saying she went to Thanksgiving and the turkey wasn't quite cooked.
Yes.
And that's what it is. It was very cold. It's, you know, when they check it, even though you probe it, it's got to probe it in the right spot. Just like the, you know, the leg and the bounce, it doesn't bounce back. You got a good thing. But it has a lot to do with temperature, preheating.
And with most meals, that sitting time gives you enough time
there
to cook all your side dishes, make your salad, and be low stress.
Done. Yeah, waiting.
Oh, exactly. And your finished meat is just sitting there tempering, and the bloods are staying in it, which keeps it moist.
Tented
and succulent.
And not tight.
Yep.
You got a great meal.
Thank you.
Yum. I'm hungry.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Which brings us to our next segment. We are going to go on a short break, and listeners, stay tuned. We have not heard from them for quite a while. It's been quite a while. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we have food here too. I can't wait to hear what this is and how they prepared it. But the deviled eggs are in the house. So stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle. Michelle is home recuperating. She's very sick. She'll be with us next week, I hope. Steve Freeman is in the house in place of Michelle. You're doing a great job, Steve, which I knew you would.
Thank you. I love it. Thank you very much for having me.
I thought it was kind of fun. You know, when Michelle told me this morning that she wasn't going to be able to be on, I'm like, well, what do I do? Like, oh my gosh, 2 hours. So I posted it on Facebook to see what kind of a response I would get, which was kind of fun watching everybody. And then I, on the side, then I tagged you.
Right.
Tagged you and Chef Patrick and Tracy. And anyway.
I enjoyed all the comments on your post.
Wasn't it
fun? Yeah, that was a good one.
Like, oh my gosh. Got a lot of interaction. But what a fun show, talking beer and Donna and butternut squash soup and Dad's tenderloin recipe. I think what we need to do when Dad comes in and gives a recipe, he cannot give a recipe unless he has samples for us.
I agree.
I know. We'll do that.
I agree.
Oh, that'd be great.
I know. It's not TV. You can't see it, but we can still taste it.
I know, right?
I always say you need smell-o-vision.
That's right.
Smell-o-vision.
They say they're going to have it.
But the deviled eggs are in the house. Welcome, you guys. So happy that you guys are here.
We're glad to be here.
Are we?
I think so.
You got to get closer, you guys.
Oh, sorry, think we're happy.
Don't kiss me, okay?
Yeah.
You got to share a mic. You stay on your side.
They're sharing a mic, but they do have their own headphones, for those wondering.
So, deviled eggs. I guess Craig just informed me that their debut was 7 years ago, or it will be in January.
Yeah, next month, January 30th.
Wow. Yeah. See how far back the taste buds went? Well, as a matter of fact, today is, for Michelle and I, show number 236.
Wow, that's just under Eli Manning's 240 games.
There we go.
There we go.
Wow. Yes, that's thanks to J-Dog. J-Dog's, you know, brain gives us all that number info. But you did bring us some food, so I still have not tasted this
concoction. So you taste it, and I'll comment. I had it because I wouldn't expect gazpacho in December because it's typically thought of as a summer cold soup, but it's absolutely delicious. It's light and refreshing. I love it. Thank you for bringing it. And sour cream is really good for your digestive tract because it's a naturally not fermented, but whatever the word is with dairy, but it's loaded with probiotics. So in moderation, sour cream is actually good for you.
And it goes after the acid from the tomatoes and the gazpacho. So that's why they recommend that you put, and sometimes not just sour cream, but you also can add croutons to this too.
Okay.
But it's so simple to make. And also, here's no pun intended, food for thought. You can heat this.
Sure you can.
Yeah, you can. But I'm a really big fan of cold soups, but this one is so easy to make. You take a normal house blender and you take two large tomatoes and quarter them and throw them in.
You have to take the margarita mix out of the blender.
Absolutely, beforehand.
Okay.
And so you quarter the tomatoes, you take one quarter of an onion. You take a quarter of a green pepper, throw it all into the blender, add a cup and a quarter of water, an eighth of a cup of olive oil, salt and pepper to taste, and
bam.
Blend.
That's it.
That's
bam.
It.
Bam.
Now, this comes from a long bunch of recipes from my family, and this was the quick way to make gazpacho. And so I figured, I know it's wintertime. Good question about cold soups, warm soups. But as you say, it's one of my favorite soups.
Delicious, yeah. And I'm going to guess the origin of gazpacho, based on what you just said, is a gardener or a farmer had this abundance and he just threw it all in the mixer and said, here's a cold soup.
That's pretty much, you're correct. But the one ingredient that I put in this that no other people, well, some people will, I use minced garlic.
Okay.
So I'll put in a tablespoon of mixed garlic into that blender and blend it. Now, if it comes out really thick, I like it chilled. So you take it out of you keep it in the blender and put the blender right in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Done deal.
Very simple. Easy and delicious.
It's very good. And I love the, because I do make gazpacho. I tend to make it more in the summertime.
Double day.
But I never would think of putting a little dollop of sour cream on it like that. Mm-hmm. I love it.
And then obviously chives.
Chives, yes. Yeah. And actually, you were talking about the cranberry salsa earlier. Mm-hmm. Some jalapeno on here would be a nice little touch.
Right. If you like it spicy, yes. You can do that too.
Yep.
Definitely. Very, very good.
These are good.
So, Kim.
One sample's good. We always bring food, don't we?
You do.
We haven't missed.
That's why we love you so much. Anybody that brings food into the studio is always comes back. So, yes, it's very good.
Did you recognize me when I came in today?
Well, of course I did.
I cut my hair and I made it gray because it grays in.
Oh,
okay. It's not red anymore.
Yeah. Well, so you're keeping it natural now.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I gotcha. I like it better that way. So did you bring these deviled eggs in?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's actually it's for bacon cheddar deviled eggs. How are they?
Bacon cheddar?
They're good? Did you try it?
No, not yet.
You better move away because they're darn good.
Handsome to Andrew, Mama. Mm-hmm. Is it spicy, yeah, Mama's asking?
Unbelievable.
So go ahead, Kim.
This
how did you make
these?
This
was easy, too. I made these this morning.
A dozen
eggs. 5 slices of bacon, 2 tablespoons of shredded sharp cheddar cheese, half cup of mayonnaise, and a tablespoon of horseradish mustard.
Wow.
Says they use French's, but I found some other. I couldn't find the French's, but anyway. And then you just boil your eggs like you would regular, boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Fry the bacon in a pan till crispy, drain on a plate. And then peel the egg, slice in half, remove the yolks of a small bowl. Add the spoon of pastry with a large tip. Fill the egg, white halves, with the mixture. So you're doing your mayonnaise, crumbled bacon, cheddar cheese, and mustard. Mix well with a spoon. Cover loosely and refrigerate.
You finished it with paprika.
Well, yeah. Doing that while Craig's driving isn't the easiest thing. That's why they were a little slit up.
So anyway, no pun intended, deviled eggs for deviled eggs, you know?
That's right. And 'tis the season for deviled eggs.
Yes.
Top it off with a piece of crunchy bacon.
Well, that's probably my favorite part is that piece of bacon. And you used really good bacon. It's nice and thick.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Can't play games.
Mm. Really
good. I think
deviled
eggs is probably one of the most popular Christmas time appetizers because it's
that would be a good
every
trivia.
Party I go to during the holiday season, there's always deviled eggs.
That'd be a good trivia. I wonder
they,
what it is.
What
they
about Super Bowl?
Disappear.
That's chicken wings, right?
Mm-hmm. I think
Super
so.
Bowl, probably.
I think
that,
yeah.
Or buffalo something.
Yeah, buffalo wings. Yep. Or,
and
yeah.
I don't think you can count out Christmas cookies.
No, you certainly can't, but I'd rather some deviled eggs myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Well, my sister-in-law, Deanna, is right next to me, and she loves deviled eggs. You know, it's a lot of people's favorites. So what else is happening, deviled eggs? Like, what is new?
Well, wow, where do I begin? Over the last 7 years, I've been traveling across country with my wife, who's probably listening.
Hi, Holly.
We have a converted travel van, and we go to national parks, state parks, all around the United States. And so in the travels, and we camp, and in camping, we cannot cook in the van. We have a refrigerator and bed charging system, but we cook outside the van on a tabletop barbecue. So we've learned some really good stuff that's simple and easy to barbecue when you don't have a lot of time. And so one of the things is individually wrapped meals, like military style, but don't take that wrong. We have found that the best way to, for simplicity, is to put everything in one pouch and barbecue it. Mm-hmm. That includes your vegetables, your potatoes, and whatever meat you're going to eat. Yeah. So it could be steak, it could be chicken, turkey, doesn't matter, hamburger, even a whole hamburger patty, and then you put onions on top of the hamburger, you have your vegetable, whatever vegetable you prefer, wrap it up in aluminum foil, and you put it on the barbecue, set it and forget it. When it's done, you open up the aluminum foil, you have nothing dirty, no pots, pans, the only thing is maybe silverware, that's it. So in camping, we have a setup that when we do clean up, we have pans, not pans, but
which
tubs.
Plastic silverware?
Yeah,
plastic.
Sometimes plastic.
Oh, okay.
But we take tubs and we have a rinse, wash, and sterilization, and we just go through the plates that way. But this one eliminates all that.
I think that's one of the biggest joys of camp, and many there's many things, is being removed from it all, but how you're forced to cook in a simplistic way. We all have one stomach. It all goes into one stomach. So whether you cook it with six pans or one, it doesn't really matter. But I found camping creates a lot of opportunities to making cooking simpler in your kitchen.
Yeah, and it can be converted because what we find that when we're home, we'll do the same thing. Now, if you have a larger party, we'll make a vegetable dish and make a tray out of aluminum foil and put potatoes and broccoli and squash, all that, and cheese and onions, mushrooms, and then wrap it, put it on the barbecue, or you can put it in the oven.
Sure.
But I barbecue all winter long. I don't care what it's the weather's out there. I'm
Most
out
of
there.
Us in New England do that
yeah.
with our shorts on.
So it can be converted from camping to the home
Correct.
And still make it easy.
Correct.
And I'm always about easy, but I love to cook, but the cook in the house is my wife. She is amazing.
You forgot to say the fun.
Yeah, and it is fun.
It's fun outside. Oh,
Craig,
I do it
you
at
know,
my house.
I am, for those of you tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. And we have the deviled eggs are in the house. They have not been in the house for a long time. And it's so nice to see you guys in here. And Craig, you have come so far. I'm watching you right now on the radio. Do you remember when you first came on a few times, the first few times?
Yes, I do.
You're like nice and calm and really good info. Very good.
Thank you
you're
for the compliment.
You're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. We need to go on a break, right, Andrew? Yes, we do. I got a little mixed up the first hour, but again, you're listening to Food for Thought. We need to go on a short break. Deviled eggs are in the house. We're eating deviled eggs and eating deviled eggs from by Kim and some fresh gazpacho from Craig. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. food for thought with the taste buds, Carol and Michelle. Steve Freeman is in the house doing a fantastic job as my co-host this morning, as well as Dad. And I just want to remind people, I think I started talking about this last week, but Tower of Toys, this is something that we do. It's something that over at the Beacon Building, the building where the Red Arrow corporate office is, and it's a... In the atrium, there's this big case. That's the only way I can really kind of explain it. But what we do is we request unwrapped toys to be dropped off, and we build the case up so that, you know, when you look at it, you know, it's filled with toys. And showcase, right. And, yeah, we have all kinds of sponsors that are helping this year. We end this with a celebration at the Beacon Building right in the atrium on December 14th. Everyone is invited. It's from 5 to 9. That's at 814 Elm Street. We have food and we have some beer and wine. And it's just a really fun event. And it goes to, you know, it goes to children, obviously, for toys. So if anyone out there knows of any needy families that are in need of toys, you can... you can contact us. We have a Facebook page, Tower of Toys. You can request it there. And we usually have a really, really good time. It's very fun. So anybody can just come to the Beacon Building anytime from now till then and drop off an unwrapped toy. We have our boxes out there. So there we go. I just wanted to mention that.
Always better to give than to receive, and it is the spirit of giving.
That's right. That is right. And, okay, so you, Craig, you had... something you wanted to add to your gazpacho recipe that you had forgotten to mention.
Yeah, I to thicken the gazpacho up is I use tomato paste, small can, but I only use a half a can. So everybody's, what do you do with the leftover tomato paste?
I throw it away.
Yeah, a lot of people do. However, I give you another idea how to save leftover tomato paste. Take a Ziploc baggie. It can be, depending on how much you are using, a large can or a small can. You take the baggie, fill it up with the leftover tomato paste, flatten it out, zip it up.
Seal it first.
Yeah, seal it. Make sure the air is out of it, too. Yeah, definitely. Otherwise, you'll have a mess on your hand. But and then once it's all flattened out and sealed, you can use your hand, your finger. Finger is great. Make a crisscross so you get four... like patties. Put it in the freezer and freeze it. Next time you want to use tomato paste, you take the bag out of the freezer and snap off what you need for tomato paste.
I love that.
Great
idea. Isn't that cool?
I'm always looking for these ideas.
That is so cool.
Yep. Great idea. Always looking on how to store things long term, how to reduce waste. Love that idea.
And I bet it does just snap right off.
It does. Yeah. Because the trick is that when you run your fingers... when you run your fingers over the plastic bag, you go right down to the bottom of the bag, you know, so you press and it just separates out. And when it freezes, just that little bit of tomato paste keeps them solidified together when you freeze them, and you just snap it off. That's simple.
Love
that
idea.
Do that with mashed potatoes?
You probably could.
Sure you could.
I mean, there's a waste of everything.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's good.
Right.
Thank you, Craig, because just last night I did that. I threw it away.
Yeah, it's a neat idea. You know, it's probably something I would do, but then I forget it was in the freezer.
Well, yeah, that happens.
You
got to
get
too.
Into the routine, you know.
Yeah.
But
that's
that is a great
too.
Idea.
Last week I said, "This is it." I went through the whole freezer. You know, how you can accumulate.
Oh yeah.
Throw it away. I'll use it next week, and you don't get to use it.
I know, and you don't. It's true.
It's it kills me to hear this because we, as a planet, throw away 1/3 of the food. The food that makes it to the store, not even the food that doesn't make it.
And I mean, I feel so guilty. I think of my grandmother used to say.
Oh, my grandmother. Yeah. Oh, my God. God bless her soul. She cooked from scratch all the time, but boy, not waste anything.
Not waste nothing.
Even when she ate, she would make sure that any bone or turkey or chicken leg, whatever, it was totally clean. Lobster, she would eat the devil everything.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what that reminds me of, Dad? Growing up, you know, my parents obviously ran Belmont Hall, and, you know, Meme and Pepe were in the kitchen all the time. And as kids, you know, Brian and I, way early on, when we were 12, 13 years old, every Sunday we'd go in and peel the potatoes And then as I got a little bit older, Meme would show me how to take apart the turkeys and the chicken, and which I hated
that.
Doing. But, I mean, when you were doing it, and if she'd walk by and you were not doing it enough or, you know, taking off all the, oh, my gosh. I think of that every single time when I'm taking apart chicken. I think of Meme.
It's like
she'd be,
the old saying, at least in our family, was if you had something left over in your plate, my grandmother, both grandmothers would always say, and my mother, think of all the starving children in China at that
time.
Yeah,
that's the truth. We
and
don't.
Our response was, all, well, if they were here, we'd give it to them.
No, I agree.
Those are some of the things that are less fun in the kitchen.
I
told you earlier, I'm making a chicken stock today. I'm so proud of my recipe. I've collected different recipes, but every time I'm using celery, onions, garlic, scallions, leeks, fennel, couple other things in there. I say
fennel,
yeah, anise, fresh.
Yeah.
Anytime I cut that stuff, carrots, I save all the peel, all the ends. That's what makes my stock delicious. I have a bag in the freezer of all the stuff we typically throw away, and then the chicken carcass. That's making my chicken stock.
Now, what are you gonna do, and how are you gonna hold that stock?
I am going to. It's a 12-hour simmer today.
Yeah, I mean after.
I'm going to cheesecloth it, and I'm going to put it in a bunch of different containers because I typically would put it in a one-gallon bag and then throw out half of it. So now I make it in smaller. And I make it in like one-quart sizes. I take it out, and I saute all my vegetables and my omelets in chicken stock.
And how long do you feel you can keep it just
refrigerated?
Okay,
we're at the top of the hour. I mean, no, we're at the end.
Oh, a year, no problem. At home.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us on.
I know Dad doesn't have his earphones on, so we can't hear the music. But we're at the end of the show.
Sorry.
I know it goes by so fast. 2 hours flies just like that. Steve, thank you. You were awesome today.
Thank you.
Don't forget tomorrow morning, Peter St. James, Pat Kelly, Good Morning New Hampshire, and then in the afternoon, Kale and Company. Bye.